You've heard me rant about the waste of time entailed in even a cursory perusal of Facebook. Because I'm easily confused by technology, I have always maintained that it's easier to correspond with friends by simple email. But a radio friend wrote and pointed out that I had missed the point, that Facebook was an opportunity for several people to exchange ideas. And his point was well taken. Yesterday, I was sucked in by a Facebook lover from a relative in Sweden. As you probably know, the danger of looking at Facebook or anything else online is that you might see something interesting and spend the next hour reading about it. And that is what happened to me. Listen to the name of this book I stumbled upon. How the Relentless Promotion of Positive Thinking Has Undermined America. Just the title made me laugh and got me off to a great start for the day. And listen to these quotes by the same author. Motivators counsel an upbeat ignorance, the kind of illusory worldview that might, say, convince a president that his soldiers will be greeted as liberators in a foreign state. And, although it's difficult to define happiness, the suicide rate has been the gold standard of misery. Perhaps I enjoyed these small scraps of wisdom so much because I was reading things that I had already written myself, like this one. If you want to get rich selling pills, get out there and discover a new disease. I'm Robert Skoglund in St. George, Maine.